Exodus chapter 4 gives a number of objections by Moses. The interesting thing is that God does not condemn Moses when he moves from one objection to another. He says, what about this? God handles it. Then he goes to another, what about this? God handles it. And it sounds like God does not get, to put it in human words, mad with him, with this guy. Haven't I told you enough for you to understand I'm the one in charge of this journey? No, he is patient with him and seeks to demonstrate to him that he understands his objections. He understands his fears. Sometimes we think that faith means never having a fear. Faith is believing against the fears. That's why when you say we are going to do something, you ask a question. The people who are your friends say, no, you are, this is unbelief. Why are you? No, you are negative. You know, they are called positive thinkers. So they do not want to know of any objections along the way. Isn't it interesting that these people must be holier than God? Because God understands Moses' objections and seeks to deal with them. In a similar way, if you want us to do a project together, please don't get annoyed by my objections. Don't call my objections lack of faith. Deal with them. Just like God dealt with them, with Moses.